You can go ahead and spread behind it this way.
Sorry, I moved us forward.
We're on four.
Guys, close together a little bit, please, for him. Thank you.
There we go. Thank you.
Everyone ready?
I'm good. Everyone else?
Roger.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us again for an update. My name is Major Ryan Sterrick with the Illinois State Police, Southern Region Command, STARRICK. We want to thank all of our first responder partners as we continue to work this tragic crash. Interstate 55 from milepost 63 to 80, north and southbound, remains closed. We anticipate the interstate will be closed through the evening while we continue the crash investigation, the roadway is assessed, and vehicles are removed. This is still an active crash scene. At 10:55 a.m., there were crashes on both northbound and southbound I-55 near milepost 76. The crashes occurred within a 2-mile stretch from roughly milepost 76 to milepost 78. Approximately 30 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes 2 truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes. At this time, we have reports of more than 30 people being transported to multiple area hospitals. Injuries range from minor to life-threatening, and ages range from 2 to 80 years old. I'll take any questions that you have at this time.
We know you reported earlier there were some fatalities. Do you have any update on that number?
That number that we have right now that we can report is we're reporting 6 fatalities.
Can you elaborate like on how many male or female fatalities or age ranges from?
I don't have information on that. That will come from the coroner's office.
Are those from different vehicles or any of the same vehicle?
This is still a preliminary investigation, and I can't ascertain, or I'm not sure at this time, how many were in this vehicle or that vehicle. The only thing that I can report to you at this time is 6 confirmed fatalities.
Do you have any update on those who were injured, their status, critical, or?
The only update that I have is that their injuries range from minor to life-threatening at this time.
You earlier said local hospitals. Can you narrow it down for us, like Memorial or St. John's or Litchfield?
The best I can do at this time is that they were transported to 4 area local hospitals.
4 area?
Yes, 4.
How many helicopter units were involved?
I believe there were multiple helicopters that responded to the scene. I believe earlier at the 2:30 briefing, I said that one individual was airlifted from the scene, but multiple helicopters did respond.
Was there any problems with the dust and those being able to operate?
I can't really answer that question. I would assume that the answer is yes. However, I'm not going to make any assumptions here today due to the low visibility and things of that nature. We were able to get one to land.
How long do they anticipate for cleanup?
At this time, I think we can anticipate cleanup being at least until maybe potentially through the evening hours to the early morning hours. There are numerous vehicles still both on the northbound side and southbound side that need to be removed. We need to remove them and get them to a secure location and continue to work the scene. But I think an accurate assessment would be at least through this evening, that stretch of I-55 will remain closed.
Could you introduce these people?
I'll let these individuals introduce themselves. Go ahead, sir.
Mike Webb, Farmersville Wagner Fire Chief.
Casey Cantor, EMA.
Kevin Schott, Montgomery, Director of Montgomery County EMA.
Jimmy Mays, Deputy Chief for Diverting Fire.
You folks all on the scene? Are you all out on the scene today?
Yes.
How are y'all doing? Emotional?
A little dry, very emotional.
Are you calling in any additional services to relieve those who worked through today from other towns neighboring?
if I may. Yes, we are going to rotate crews in so that we have sufficient protection for the investigators, and we our overwhelming goal at this point is to keep everybody else safe.
Has there been any injury to first responders because of the dust?
None that's been reported. Our eyes are full of it, but we're not aware of any injuries to responders.
Was there a hazmat unit that responded, and what's the status of that situation?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
We did bring the Montgomery County hazmat team down as a precaution, simply because initially we had no idea what may be involved in this accident, and we wanted to make sure that we were prepared for anything once we started to get into the situation.
How difficult is this for the first responders and everybody on the scene here to proactively help people but also stay safe?
This is a difficult scene, something that is very hard to train for, something that we really haven't experienced locally. And, we're very fortunate, speaking from Montgomery County, and I know from Sangamon County, we're very fortunate to have the quality of responders that we have, both all police, fire, and EMS responders. We have a very professional force. We're very fortunate in that situation. We work cohesively as a team, and in that way, we keep each other safe.
How many responders are here? First and last name, would you, sir? You in the best, would you say?
Sure, Kevin Schott, the last name's S-C-H-O-T-T, Director of Montgomery County EMA.
Thank you.
And can you say, what the biggest challenge for you guys?
Trying to get to the victims in a rapid manner. We had multiple vehicles involved. Some were on fire, so we had vehicle fires to extinguish. We had to search every vehicle, whether they were involved in the accident or just pulled over, to check for injuries, getting them out of there rapidly and getting them to the hospital so that we can provide professional care for them.
What kind of injuries are you seeing, like burns, broken bones, concussions?
Again, the state police, the injuries range from minor to life threatening.
How scary was this for people out on the road that you've been talking to, just all of a sudden this kind of happened, right?
It seems that it was very rapid. Of course, they're upset, visibly so, and understandably so.
What more can you tell us about the agencies that responded on scene to the crash?
I don't have that information at this time. I can. We did several fire departments, several ambulance companies. The helicopters, we were actually landing the helicopters in Farmersville, so the wind, the dust was not a problem for the helicopters.
What about the status of Illinois Emergency Management Agency? Have you been in contact with them? Are there going to be resources at the state chairs?
We have been in contact with them. We've been in contact with the EPA because there is spillage from some of the diesel trucks. They are on site, and we've gotten support from IEMA for various things. Salvation Army's on scene, I believe American Red Cross is on scene for canteen services, taking care of the responders that are there.
Have you guys gotten any response from, say, like the governor or anyone?
That's his question.
Me personally, no, I have not spoken with the governor's office. I know the colonel's office has been in direct contact with Director Kelly, keeping him abreast of the situation that's transpired here on I-55 today. One of the specific requests that all of you made of me at 2:30 was in regards to who came and assisted, our other stakeholders, the counties, et cetera. I have that list for you. We've compiled that list. I'll make sure that Ms. Arnold gets that to you. It's going to be over, once we started counting, populating, who all was here to assist. It's over 30 different agencies arrived to assist us here today with this
over
event.
Over 100 personnel?
I don't have an exact number on the number of personnel, but I can tell you that more than 30 individual agencies responded here with law enforcement officers, first responder, EMA, EMS, fire. Everybody came to work the problem and assist and do everything we could to help the victims.
What are your best tips for somebody who may still be experiencing some of this dust? If they're not, they can't obviously be on I-55 at this stretch, but if they're on a country road, et cetera.
Sure. This particular situation will be similar to a whiteout condition that you would experience in snow or adverse winter weather driving. So we would immediately request that those individuals, if they encounter this event like you're talking, put their hazard lights on for sure. Do the best that they can to navigate the scene. If they can see further up ahead down the roadway that there's a wall of dust, or whether it be dust, snow, whatever the adverse condition would be, that they exit and take an alternate route to try to exit around or find a better route to get through the issue. If they find themselves immediately trapped in a situation like this, our first thing that we would like to see them do is to throw those hazard lights on to alert other motorists to them in the area.
And for families who are wondering about maybe some people they haven't been able to get in touch with, where do they need to go?
So what we've provided here with this particular information, this is all the information that we have as far as the fatalities and things like that. All of that information will be forthcoming from the coroner's office. Our reunification points that we had, one on the northbound side of the event and then on the southbound side, troopers and county deputies, they're working that to get those people reunified. I believe we're getting near the point to being able to put those people with their loved ones and with the right individuals, but the fatality information will come from the coroner.
What do you have to say to their families at this time?
My heart goes out to the families. My heart goes out to anybody that found themselves involved in this particular situation. It sounds like due to the low visibility, the high winds, everything just came together, unfortunately, in this particular stretch of I-55, and my heart goes out to them.
Are there any tactics you guys can use to get the dust down in situations like this, like hoses or something to assist?
We've discussed a variety of different things at the command level, but at this time, we've spoke with the National Weather Service, and we feel that we have the specific area locked down, if you will, from the from milepost 63 to the 80. National Weather Service indicates that the winds should subside and get to a better point at 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight is what we're being advised. So, as far as specific tactics, none that I'm aware of, other than we have the roadway secured now. We have it locked down to where no one else can enter the low visibility area. And we're hopeful that the winds will subside between 7:30 and 8.
And all the fires are out now?
I believe so, yes.
Yes. We're going to maintain fire engines, firefighters out there while they get these vehicles off the roadway as rapidly as they can in case there is another hot spot. But yes, the fires are extinguished at this time.
What's the biggest concern right now for ISP and for the other agencies that are responding to this?
The biggest concern right now for ISP is recovery of the vehicles from the roadway and continuing to work the crash investigation. We have many days ahead of us for our traffic crash reconstruction unit to process the scene, to work the scene, to get all of the vehicles removed. So that's our main priority right now, is to recover the vehicles, have IDOT assess the roadway to make sure that the roadway is safe so we can open up I-55 to get motorists back on their way. But our biggest concern right now is just doing what we can as safe as possible to mitigate the area and to remove those vehicles.
Do you have a specific count of the vehicles yet, or is it still?
The specific count, it's going to range from those numbers that I gave earlier. Basically, from the numbers that I was be able to provide that I was looking here on my sheet, 30 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars. I'm hopeful at some point in time we will be able to give you an exact number, but those cars are all still being removed from the roadway, so I don't have a specific number at this time.
Do you know the genesis of this again? Can you kind of characterize that? Was it somebody tilling in a field, just real dry conditions, real windy conditions, or was it just wind picking up dry fields?
Our preliminary investigation reveals from what we're seeing at the scene at 10:55 was excessive winds in dry fields. That's all I can speak to at this time.
Where are the vehicles being taken?
They're being relocated to a location off of I-55 to where we're going to keep them secure, so safe and secure.
Is there a lot of burnt out vehicles? I saw one photo that right next to a semi truck.
I have not been to the scene. I can't. I can't estimate how many vehicles are burned or not burned. The answer to your question is, are there burned vehicles? The answer is yes, but I'm not going to speculate as to how many there are.
We'd all love to get out there and take some pictures. Any chance that you could provide us with anything, any graphics or get us out there?
But before I leave this building, myself and Ms. Arnold, let us confer. We'll talk about a few things and then I'll come back in here once the briefing is over and we'll talk about it. But I won't leave until we have an answer for your question. How does that sound?
Sure.
Okay.
Is there anything that people can do to help if they're wanting to assist with, I don't know, food or, you know, volunteers, you know, things like that?
Sure. I think at this time we have the necessary resources on scene that we need. I know there have been some individuals have provided some water, some Gatorade, some things like that to the command post. It's thoroughly appreciated. We very much appreciate it. But I think at this time, moving forward from where we're at this stage of the event, I think we're good for now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I did see a local member of law enforcement spraying out one of their filters with a hose. How much dust is getting into all the equipment, and what's that cleanup going to be like?
It'll be excessive. Obviously, the visibility in the area at the time of the crash and the first responders that responded there was virtually zero. You know, it's obviously different than what it would be for a winter weather event. This was dust, dirt, the things that I haven't seen the footage that you're talking about, but it'll be an extensive cleanup for some of the gear. And I can let Chief talk about what fire would have to do to mitigate that.
Yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. All the air filters are going to have to be cleaned. Even though the doors have been shut on our apparatus, this is a very fine dust, a very strong wind, and all of our compartments are full of dust. We got a little bit of cleanup ahead to do ahead of us.
Are there any other questions before we conclude the media briefing?
Any more updates tonight?
No, there will be no. This will be the last briefing for the day. No more updates. No more in-person updates. The official updates will come from Melanie Arnold from ISP across our social media platforms or email, but this will be the last formal press briefing.
Thank you, sir.
Let Melanie and I confer, and then we'll get back with you in regards to seeing what we can do about some footage.
Yeah.
Thank
maybe
you.
Maybe an escort or something.
Sure. Thank you. I'll be right back. Did
you
want to
talk? I had like 6 or 7 pages.
Yeah.
My mic. Thanks.